Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Nine Reasons to Write a Book. And why are we talking about writing a book? Because you, as an entrepreneur, want to be known as an authority in your field. And one of the ways to become known as an authority is to have to be published. So, writing is an act of faith, not a trick of grammar, said E.B. White. There are plenty of reasons to write a book. Some of the most powerful reasons are to make money, sell your product, grow your tribe, build your list, or share your message. Most people we have worked with have a dual motivation. They want to make money and share their message. You don't have to be a writer, and you don't have to be or to have content. Right now, focus on the reason why you're going to publish a book in the first place and who you're going to help with your book. Here are nine reasons to write a book that should get you thinking. And the one thing that people need to understand is even with the ebooks, people do read. The thing is, they may not pick up the book, but they will, and they will read articles, they will read anything that can be digitally transcribed today. So, a book is an instant credibility booster for you and your business. It's positioning and authority wrapped in front and back cover. Think about it. Don't you treat someone a little differently when you find out they're a best-selling author? You'll be amazed how many people want you to autograph your book for them. And unlike business cards, books don't get thrown away. Inside your book, you can demonstrate your genius and show examples of social and proof of your knowledge, wisdom, and experience without being a braggart. You're treated very differently with celebrity status. It's like getting an exclusive VIP ticket to a private members-only club. Past the valet rope across the community that enables your freedom and autonomy. When people introduce you to someone else, they feel special when they announce you as an author, or better yet, as a number one best-selling author. A book creates the ultimate foot in the door strategy. For a couple of bucks, you mail your book to a prospect to get your foot in the door. But here's another little strategy I use to bypass the gatekeeper. I buy my own books on Amazon and have them delivered to my prospect, gift-wrapped with a card, and Amazon pays me royalties when I buy my own books. When is the last time you ignored a package from Amazon, especially one that is gift-wrapped? I don't know about you, but I would consider it very rude if my assistant opened up my presents. People meet you in your book. They start a one-way conversation with them. You reveal your reason why you don't do what you do in your books, which creates a reason why they're going to do business with you. Introduce yourself to your prospects in an attention-grabbing book title. So if you do not have enough material for a book, what you could also do is either interview people to put together a book about celebrities or important people within your field, or you can become part of a book on a specific topic, life coach, a career coach, or any specific topic. If someone is putting together a book and they are looking to interview you, or you can become part of a chapter in an association in your field, then it helps get your name out there and it helps build your popularity. So remember, what does a book do? It introduces you to your prospects with an attention-grabbing book title. Use your book to get traffic, generate leads, and build your list. That is the biggest thing that people do not understand. I've been doing this show for 10 years now, and I actually had a company come to me because I am a member of an association and tell me how they can help. They offered me an 8-minute segment on a radio show. Great. It helped me promote what I do. But there's not much that you can say in 8 minutes, and especially when they use a full 3 minutes, 2 minutes to introduce you and a full minute as an exit. And then that leaves you 5 minutes. And how much can you say in 5 minutes that can give them a good feel for who you are? But the idea is then they come back and they call you back and they tell you how the interviewer loved you and how you were a great interviewee. And the big thing that they promote is how they'll bring you back and talk to you. But the idea is then that what they want to do is sell you a starting package at $4,500 just to bring you back. And that because you're doing 5 30-minute segments that will over a period of time, and then they revolve over and over again on their site, that's supposed to build up your celebrity status. But it does not do what a book will do, because people keep books. And 10 years from now, they can go back and read that book that you wrote. And what it will do is remind them who you are and how you can benefit them, because they may not need you the first time they read it. But when they hold on to your book, they will always remember you, that when they need you, they will contact you. So use your book to get traffic, generate leads, and build your list. Getting and keeping customers is the holy grail of every business. Books are one of the lowest cost ways to generate high quality leads. Here's how it works. Every chapter in your book tells a short story and answers a question. Your book is a library filled with social proof, examples, and stories to show you care, know what you're talking about. It can help the reader solve just about any challenge. Throughout the book, you invite the reader to visit a web page where they enter their contact information, text their email address to a phone number, or call and leave their name and information. Each call to action is a way to interact, engage the reader, and drive them to some kind of bonus or gift. You can give away training videos, a free audiobook, surveys, trials of your products or services, a consulting session, diagnosis, a high-value way to get closer and deeper into the relationship. The reason you wanted a call to action in your book is because publishers don't give you the contact information of the book buyer. You need the right strategies, tools, and systems to drive readers to your offers and capture leads. Books sell your products and services faster and easier. One thing you need to think of is this. When you become known as an authority on a subject, what does it do? It helps boost your popularity or makes you more unique than someone else. Think about it. When you watch a television show, you become so familiar with those actors, especially in the soaps, because they're on 5 days a week, and you almost feel like you know who they are, so that you, when you see them in the street, walk up to them like they're your friends, and yet they don't even know who you are. And why is that? Because of the familiarity that you feel with them. Books sell your products and service faster and easier. Your book can talk about what you do. Who you do it for, include case studies and results, and invite the reader to try them out. For example, if you are a chiropractor, a fitness instructor, or a pain management, you can demonstrate 3 different stretches or exercises to eliminate neck or back pain. If you are a nutritionist, a dietitian, you can discuss the benefits of using coconut oil in cooking, in a cooking demonstration. By demonstrating your product or service, talking about the benefits, and showing proof it works, you multiply your sales when you include a call to action in your book and capture leads with text messaging, mobile response websites, QR codes, voicemail, or short codes. A book is a perfect way to position yourself as a consultant or authority. This one is dead simple. Who would you rather do business with? A coach, consultant, doctor, nutritionist, financial planner, fitness expert, therapist, or mechanic who hands you a business card that says, "I am a self-proclaimed expert. Hire me on it." Or a professional who's a number one book-selling author and hands you a book about the problem you want to fix and autographs it for you with their mobile phone number and email address. Who are you going to remember? Who are you more likely to do business with? Do you lose or throw away business cards? How often do you lose or throw away an autographed book? Published authors make more money and help more people. Your book is about gaining access to an exclusive members-only club, meeting with CEOs and celebrities, getting VIP treatment, gaining instant credibility, garnering speaking opportunities, and attracting media attention. It's about getting paid what you're worth, not what you can get. It's an opportunity to make more, live more, and give more. Your book is a perfect way to get media attention, radio shows, TV interviews, and traction from social media. I have had many book promoters contact me about interviewing their writers on my show, especially if they were coaches or consultants, and their topic lent its way into what I do. And there were many a times when interviews were set up and the author never showed up to be interviewed. So just remember what you want, what you are offering, and how you can become known as an expert, and how you need to do the follow through whenever you publish a book. Because today, many people are self-published. It's far easier to become self-published than it is to have a publisher come to you. Now, if you're already recognized as a publisher, then as a celebrity, as a book writer, then a publisher will come to you. They will give you an advance. But do not count on that if you are a first-time writer. And when you self-publish, that also means that you need to also be your own marketer. So every chapter in your book can easily become the subject of a TV or radio interview, a speech, a special media post, a YouTube video, or a podcast episode. The book becomes a marketing roadmap for your messaging and marketing. It gives you a script and a formula for what to speak about and share. Interviewers and hosts will pick the topics they want to talk about based on what's in the book, which makes it super easy for you to just show up and be the expert you already are. And remember, how many times was Oprah, who had a Book of the Month Club, and she helped make authors and people in specific fields, celebrities in their own right, and even give them their own show. How many times when Phil Donahue had his show, would he bring authors on specific topics that he was interested in exploring that affected so many people? Today, anyone can have an internet radio show. And the show that I was invited on, that was called Professionals Radio, it was an internet-based radio show. And it actually used this same platform that I used to do my radio show. I also was referred to a radio show that was for coaches. And what they did was they used the same platform that I used, and they had it set up where they had a premium account, and then they would invite other people to use their platform and their radio to conduct radio shows of their own. And then they were charging them for the right to do it. So that what they were doing was not only making back the money that they were putting out to be a premium account on the platform, but they were actually using it as a way to make money for their company. So there's so many things that you can do that includes operating and building a business in today's marketplace. And having a book makes you an authority on a topic. A book can build or grow any local business. I talk to lots of local business owners who tell me they don't understand why they should write a book or what it will do for them. They think that because they only do business in a specific town, region, or neighborhood, a book won't make a difference to their bottom line. Think again. Ask yourself these questions. Do you ever fight for business with competitors? Do you ever have any trouble standing out in the crowd? Do you ever get asked to the same questions over and over again from your prospects? Do you get price resistance? Write a book, and you'll have a high-quality piece of information to give to all of your prospects. Instead of throwing up a sales letter on a website, you can stand out far beyond your competitors who don't have books. Bestseller status gives you immediate credibility and authority and positions you as a go-to person. The fact is, this works for any business, anywhere in the world. Thinking that your local is irrelevant as to whether or not a book would be a powerful marketing tool for you. And here's another thing to think about, that in today's marketplace, every company, every brick and mortar store has to have a website. And you're seeing where companies like Sports Authority are going out of business as far as their brick and mortar stores, but yet they still have a website, and you can go on their website and buy products. You know what? The overhead for them to sell their products online, especially when you look at the cost of having a store in a shopping center and the overhead of paying salespeople today, when they don't have as many people do walk-ins, and the fact that you, when it comes to the Christmas holiday, you have Black Friday, which is when most of the people the day after Thanksgiving will walk into a store to buy items that they want to give away for Christmas. And then you have Cyber Monday. Why Cyber Monday? Because so many more people are buying online today. So think of all of these things that we've been talking about and how it can benefit you as a marketer and how you can become known as an authority on your subject and on your products. Marketing is heavily regulated industries is easier. Business like financial planning, investing, medical health care, franchises, stocks and trading, legal, fitness, or multi-level marketing are easy and legal to market with books. Many of your customers believed for years that they couldn't write a book or market a business because legal terms and compliance departments would stop them. However, with very few exceptions, no company can prevent you from sharing your personal life experiences, stories, and topical or general advice. Once again, the strategy will work for any business. A book just gives people a reason to listen to you and take you seriously faster. So when you ask the question, how will a book grow my business? All the things I have just shared with you should make that very obvious. There are plenty of other reasons to write a book. What's your number one reason? And here's something to think about. We have been talking about writing a book. And the biggest thing that a book does for you is that it helps you become recognized as an authority on your topic. And it helps you learn about marketing yourself in today's marketplace. And remember this, people read, whether it's in a magazine, whether it's in digital form, no matter how they get their information, they read. And people watch talk shows today more so than they ever have in the past. At one time, the actors on daytime soaps were very popular. But in today's marketplace, that has changed dramatically. Think of all the things that you can do that can help you build your business. And here's another thing to think about. If you are looking to put together a strategy on how to become known and how to become successful as an entrepreneur, think about writing a book. Think about how it can benefit you as an individual. Because what are you trying to do, no matter what your business, whether it's internet marketing, whether it's nutrition, whether it's fitness, whether it's health and wellness, you are looking for ways to generate business, to become known as an authority on your subject. So think of all those things that you can do that can help you build your business in today's marketplace. And I would like you to think about this, that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up to become, to get either group coaching or individual coaching, because what we will do is help you put together a strategy on taking your business from a four-figure to a five-figure income by putting together a plan, a mission, writing out your purpose, and figuring out how to work towards building those goals. And what we will also do is help you to remind, to keep you on track and hold you accountable to build your business.